Many listeners will be familiar with the work of one of the greatest Czech composers, Bohuslav Martinů. Martinů wrote a number of operas in a career that spanned more than half a century. But he wrote only one tragic opera, The Greek Passion. A new translation of The Greek Passion was premiered at Prague's historic National Theatre on Thursday night, appropriate timing given its Easter theme. Radio Prague's Brian Sabin was at the premiere.
Hypocrisy, infidelity, betrayal, and the faith to overcome. Those are the key elements of The Greek Passion, the final opera Bohuslav Martinů wrote before his death in 1959. Like many great Czech artists of the 20th century, Martinů fled Europe for America during the Second World War, so his later works are in English. Mr. Aleš Brežina, director of the Martinů Institute in Prague, spent more than a year translating The Greek Passion from English into Czech.
The National Theatre, the chief of the opera house, decided to do it in Czech because the older Czech audience is not that good in English, and the younger Czech audience, which would be better in English, is not the majority of opera goers.
The story is an allegory about the abuse of power. It's set in a small Greek village that puts on a play about the death of Jesus Christ for its Easter celebration. When young actors start living their biblical roles and questioning the authority of village elders, they are banished. Eventually, the village kills Manolios, the shepherd cast as Jesus. The Greek Passion made its first Czech appearance in Brno in 1962, but was quite different then. Eva Bezdekova translated the piece under the communist regime, so she had to dilute the opera's religious tone, according to Mr. Brežina.
She changed the libretto from a Christian love to the battle of class enemies. It became a part of, let's say, social realist culture and of the 60s. She was harshly criticized for this translation, even from the very beginning on, from the 1960s.
Despite the changes, The Greek Passion brought in large audiences for years. The opera was a safe form of spiritual protest when religion was discouraged by the state.
Before the end of communist era here, this theater piece, this opera, was a substitute for the church. So it was a hugely popular piece. I mean, the last production at the National Theater ran from 1984 to 1990.
The Greek Passion had some 64 performances in Prague during that time. Today's version, translated directly from Mr. Martinu's handwritten originals, is true to the opera's religious context, Mr. Brežina says, but he wonders whether the show will appeal to today's audience.
These days, when the church is functioning again, when everyone can go to each church, each religion of his own decision, I wonder if it will be as successful as it was in the 80s. Because I think in the 80s it was successful not only because it's wonderful music and a great libretto, but also because of this other level.
Mr. Martinů himself was a spiritual man, but did not practice any religion. The Greek Passion is based on Nikos Kanzakis' book, Christ Recrucified. The premiere comes just before Good Friday, when Christians observe the death of Jesus.